Well, good evening.
Blog Talk Voice. Radio.
Good evening. This is Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies Hour. We welcome each of you. Our scripture for boys to men and girls to ladies is found in 1 Corinthians 13:11, which says that when I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man or a woman, I put away childish things. So I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for our children putting away childish things as they grow up, O God, that they will grow up knowing you in the name of Jesus. Mokoshe, Lord, I just thank you for teaching our hands to war and our fingers to fight. Mokoshe bakadidia shikiorodabaka. Father, we thank you that we are your end time warriors. Mokoshe baka, use us as your weapons against the enemy. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, O God, through the pulling down of strongholds. In the name of Jesus, Satan, you have lost the battle, the war in heaven. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed in the name of Jesus. We do not war after the flesh, but after the spirit. Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Send out your arrows and scatter them. Shoot out your light and discomfort them. Deliver us from our strong enemies, from them that are too strong for us. Deliver us and bring us into a large place, O God. And Father, we thank you that we are your battle axes and weapons of war. You have given us the necks of our enemies, O God, in the name of Jesus. And you will destroy our enemies in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that we are anointed, and you give us great deliverance in the name of Jesus. Father God, we beat them down small as the dust and cast them out into the mire in the streets. We have pursued our enemies and overtaken them, Mokoshe Bakadidia, and they did not return. Mokoshe Bakadidia, we did not return until Mokoshe, every enemy was consumed. Mokoshe Bakadidia, we have wounded them, and they will not be able to rise. In the name of Jesus, they have fallen under our feet. Mokoshe Bakadidia, we tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shall trample under our feet. And we thank you, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, for your holy divine presence in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father God, for joining us today. We count it an honor and a joy in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Almighty King. Have your way on boys to men and girls to ladies, O God. And Father, I just thank you for your word that you have given us. You honor your word above your name, and your word is valuable to us, O God. We thank you that you thought enough of us to leave your word as a guide, O God, like a map to lead us to you and to your righteousness, O God. So, Father, we repent before you today for any way we've sinned against you. You are the Most High God. Any way we've sinned against your people, forgive us, Father God. Any way we've sinned against ourselves, forgive us. Forgive us for iniquity. Forgive us for transgressions, trespasses against you, O God, and create in us a clean heart, O God. In the name of Jesus, we humble ourselves before you, before your mighty hand, O God. Have your way today in the name of Jesus. And we bless you, Father. I lift up every child, every parent that's on today, on boys to men and girls to ladies, O God. And we just thank you for your word, Father God, dwelling in us richly, O God. And, Father, we just bow before you. Have your way today. Have your way today in the name of Jesus. We bless you. We honor you. You are great. You are greatly to be praised. We thank you that you are a holy God, that you are God of integrity. You are not a man that you should lie. You keep all of your promises to us, O God. And we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we just thank you today. We bless you today. We give you praise, thanksgiving, and honor in Jesus' name. All right, I want to say good evening to everyone listening today, even those who will come on a little bit later. I say good evening to each of you, and we are so grateful that you could join us today. We are grateful to the Most High God for each of you. Well, many of you may have not gotten the text about boys to men and girls to ladies. Well, Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies is a radio talk show created to teach our youth the ways of God, to encourage them, and to speak into their lives as though they be, to introduce them to Christ and to help them develop a relationship with their Creator, Father God, at a young age, Ecclesiastes 12 and 1. Also to train our children in the way that they should go, so when they are old, they won't even depart from it. Even while they're young, they will be faithful like Joseph, faithful like Samuel, faithful like Daniel all the days of their lives. So our scripture for boys to men and girls to ladies is found in 1 Corinthians. So you're going to need your Bibles, everybody on here, especially the children. You, each one of you, need your own Bible, because we're going to do an activity in about a minute or two where you're going to need your Bible. So 1 Corinthians 13:11, if you would turn to that and press 1, because I'm going to want you to read that with me. So everybody, every child on here, every child, press 1 so I can put you on live. You're going to be reading that scripture with me. 1 Corinthians 13:11. Let's see, no children press 1 yet, so I'm waiting. Okay, good. We got one that pressed 1 right here. I believe that's Chantiel and her brothers. Good evening, yeah. Chantiel.
She stole my word, but this is me, Chris.
Oh, hey, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
All right. How old are you, Chris?
7 years old.
And you live in the state of, what's your state you live in? Say Florida.
What?
You live in the state of Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
Yeah, you know, you live in the city, and then your state is in Florida. All right, we're looking for LaMaya and other children to press 1. Press 1, other children. Chris, you have your Bible?
Yes,
ma'am? Okay, good. Get your Bible ready. All right. Is that you, LaMaya? Hello? LaMaya, are you on?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here with my friends, Diamond and Deshaun, and myself.
This is LaMaya?
Yes.
Okay, so it's LaMaya.
Diamond. And Deshaun.
D-I-A-M-O-N-D.
Yes.
And Deshaun, D-E-S-H-O-N.
D-E-S-H-A-W-N.
Okay. And you all are all in the state of Michigan?
Yes.
Okay.
We all have a Bible.
You all have a Bible. Very, oh, my God, you guys are brilliant. Okay, LaMaya, tell me how old you are again.
I am 12.
And Diamond, how old are you?
9.
Oh, we got big children on today. How old are you, Deshaun?
7
years young. Wow. We are blessed to have you all on. Okay. Any more children on right now? Press 1. We're looking for more children. Press 1. Okay. All right. Well, we got you all on.
So turn to 1 Corinthians. Let's see. First, before we go to, well, go to 1 Corinthians, and then I'm going to go over some things with you and help you find some things in the Bible. You have 1 Corinthians? It's in the New Testament. If you turn to the table of contents in the front of your Bible, there's the Old Testament at the top, the New Testament at the bottom, and then you find 1 Corinthians, and then you turn over to it, the page, and go to chapter 13. I'm going to count to 10, and I'm going to see who's ready. Say, ready when you get it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Everybody say, ready, I got it.
Ready, 10. Ready, I got it.
Ooh, all right, is there anybody else who didn't get it yet? All right. Okay, so 1 Corinthians 13:11. All right, everybody, let's read together. 1 Corinthians 13:11. Start. Hello?
Me. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Oh, my God, you all are great readers. I bet y'all are making straight A's in school. All right, now, so that man, when it says I became a man, that means woman also. But, you know, in the Bible days, that's how they wrote. But it meant man and woman. So as you all get older, right now you're talking, some of you like children, and then you understand, like children understand, and you think like children. But as you grow older and mature, you will begin to speak like a man or a woman, and you won't do those little childish things. You know those little things that are real, real childish. Your sister say, "Don't do that," or your brother say, "Leave me alone." You know those little things. We won't begin to do those things anymore. So we'll grow up. So those are some of the things that happened to me. You know, I begin to grow up and I put away childish things. I'm sure, you know, I still do some childish things because I enjoy having fun and doing little childish things. So we all do, even older people do. I have an aunt that's 101, and sometimes she still do little childish things. We just have fun together. So now, here's what we're going to do. Keep your Bibles in front of you. Open to the table of contents again. Everybody open to the table of contents. Everybody have it? Say, I have it when you get it. Hello? Chris? Can anybody hear me?
Hello?
Okay, you got it? You got the table of contents in the front of the Bible?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. All right, now, at the top, do you see the Old Testament where it says books of the Bible?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody not see that?
Yeah,
I guess so.
Okay, good. I told you all were brilliant. All right. Now, at the bottom part, do you see New Testament?
Yes.
Good. All right. So the Bible has two parts. The Old Testament is the first part. The New Testament is the second part. So how many parts does the Bible have?
Two.
Okay, what's the first part of the Bible?
The Old Testament and New Testament.
Okay, good. You answered my second question. Yes, the New Testament is the second part of the Bible. Now, the Old Testament has 39 books. How many?
39.
Okay, now you're getting ready to do some math. So listen, the New Testament has 27 books. So I want you to add that and tell me. First one, say, my name is whatever, and then tell me how many books. So the Old Testament has 39. The New Testament has 27. Who can tell me how many in all? Add.
66. My name is Lamaya.
You forgot to say your name.
Lamaya.
Jeremiah. Woo! Amen. Very good. 66 books in the whole Bible. Now, what's the first book in the Old Testament?
Genesis.
What is it?
Genesis.
Very good, Chris. I think that was Chris that said 66. Good. Now, here's what I want you to tell me again. What's the first book in the Old Testament?
Genesis.
Genesis, good. What's the last book in the Old Testament?
Malachi.
Woo! My God, y'all going to be quick learners. Y'all already quick learners. All right, now, New Testament. Okay, tell me, what's the first book in the New Testament? Shout it out.
Matthew.
Y'all got straight A's already. I tell you what, I bet you some adults don't know what y'all know already. All right, what's the last book in the New Testament?
Revelation.
Very good. All right, now, oh, my God, you all are so brilliant. So, listen, we're getting ready to play a Bible game. And you can use the table of contents, but you're going to have to remember the instructions that I'm giving you. So you're going to need your Bible in front of you. Because it's a contest, and each person needs a Bible. So this contest, I'm going to call a book of the Bible. I'm going to say the verse and the, you know, the scripture. For instance, I may say Genesis 1, and I may say, this is Sister G, Genesis 1 and 1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, okay? So that's what we got to do. All right, so here's what you're going to do. I'm going to call a book in the Bible, and you say, don't say, I got it. Do not say, I got it. Say, this is Chris, Exodus 20:12, or whatever it is. You'll say, you'll start to read it for us, okay?
Okay.
So shout your name out, and then whatever the scripture is, you will read it. All right, y'all got your Bibles in front?
Yes.
All right. Now, I'm going to give you a little help today. Today, I'm going to tell you if it's Old or New Testament, and you look quickly in the Bible and find the page and then go to it and get ready to read it. All right? And the first one, don't say, I got it. Just say your name and then read the scripture. Yes. Like, for instance, I say, Sister G., Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. All right, y'all ready?
Yes.
Lamaya, y'all ready?
Yes.
All right, good. Here we go. All right, the first one that finds the scripture that I call, turn to it and read it. Use the table of contents to help you. Here we go. Leviticus 19:3. Leviticus 19:3.
Got it.
What'd she say?
Leviticus 19:3. Y'all doing good. Keep searching. It's called scripture search.
He shall fear every man, his mother, and his father, and keep my Sabbath. I am the Lord your God.
Who's this?
Jen.
Who?
Hey. What? That was James.
What's your name again?
James.
James?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, James, I didn't get your name when I first put people down here. So let me write your name down, James.
Victor.
James, what city do you live? What state do you live in, James?
It's me, Spencer, the one who signed the song.
Days
of Christopher,
Days of Elijah, me and my brother sang it. His other name is James.
Who, okay, wait, you got to give me, back up again. What's his name you gave me?
I'm Spencer.
Spencer. Oh, I didn't know you were on, Spencer. Okay, Spencer. Okay, Spencer and James. Okay, you're in Florida. Spencer, how old are you?
Chris.
Spencer, how old are you?
His name is James. My first name is
All right, tell me again.
My first name is Spencer. My second name is James.
But let me just call you Spencer, so I'm used to calling you Spencer. How old are you, Spencer?
And this is Spencer and Chris, not Spencer and James.
Yeah.
But now, tell me your age, Spencer.
Nine.
Oh, you're and nine. Okay, and Chris, you're seven. Is Chantelle on yet?
No, she's doing homework.
Okay, I got it. All right. Okay, now I got the names. Okay. So, who was the one that read that scripture?
Spencer.
Good. Now I got it. All right. Now, I'm ready to give you all the next scripture. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, good. So, the first one, find it. Just shout it out. Deuteronomy 27:16, Old Testament. Deuteronomy 27:16. Find it and read it. Say your name and then read it. Deuteronomy 27:16. For a few weeks, I'm going to give you the scripture more than once, but after a while, go ahead.
Deuteronomy what?
27:16. Lamaya, y'all looking for it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Deuteronomy 27:16. Adults, y'all can find it, but I just don't want, I just want the children to read it.
My name is Lamaya. Cursed is anyone who dishonors fathers or mothers, and all the people will reply, amen.
Oh, very good. Deuteronomy 27:16. Very good, Lamaya. All right. Y'all ready?
Thank you.
Here's the next one. Good job.
No.
Y'all ready?
No.
Proverbs 1:8. Say your name and then read the scripture. Proverbs 1:8.
That was right. Proverbs 1:8.
You're doing good. Keep going. You all are doing a great job. I'm so proud of you.
Is that the song? Proverbs what? 1:8?
Yes.
I'm in Proverbs.
Got it. 1:8, James. 1:8. Proverbs 1:8. Come on, you guys. Everybody should be looking for the scripture.
Lamaya. My name is Lamaya. My child, listen when your father corrects you. Don't neglect your mother's instructions.
Thy mother.
Okay, Lamaya, who else was that? Who's this?
Spencer.
Okay, Lamaya and Spencer. Go ahead, read again, Spencer.
Okay. My son, hear the instructions of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother.
All right, Lamaya and Spencer, very good. All right, y'all ready? Here we go. Next scripture. This is going to be the last one for today.
No. How about Proverbs?
What happened? You want more?
Yes. No. Yes.
Okay, all right, here we go. Y'all ready? Proverbs 6:20. We'll do one more. Proverbs 6:20. Find it. Come on. Search the scriptures.
Proverbs 6:20.
That's what the Bible says. Search the scriptures. We got to search up. Search up.
Keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother.
Spencer, is that you?
Yep.
All right. Very good. Say yes, ma'am. Y'all doing great. Y'all doing really good. I'm proud of you. Okay. Now, we're going to do one more, as I promised. All right, y'all ready? We're in Proverbs again, Proverbs 7:1. Come on. Come on, you guys. Search it out. Proverbs 7:1. Look in the table of contents. That'll help you.
Lamaya, follow my advice. My son always treasure my commands.
Oh, very good. Who else was that?
Spencer and other guys.
Okay, go ahead, Spencer.
My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee.
Whoa, woo, give yourselves a clap. Woo. Oh, yeah, awesome. All right, next week I know more people will be getting their scriptures, so we're going to do it again next week, all right?
Woo.
Next week.
All right.
Y'all did so good. I'm so proud of you. All right, we're going to have a little sharing time. Now, I want to know, Chris, how was your day in school today? Tell me a little bit about your day.
It was fantastic. It was horrendous.
No, it wasn't, Kato.
It was great.
It was fantastic.
No. Only one person. I'm only talking to Chris. No one else can answer for Chris. So, Chris, you go ahead and tell me.
Fantastic.
All right, tell me what made it fantastic, Chris.
I got an A in school. And I got home early, and tomorrow's Friday.
Oh, wow. That's good. All right. Okay, now, Spencer, tell me, how was your day?
It was horrendous. I mean, fantastic.
Okay, why? Spencer?
It was
Spencer,
fantastic.
Who's talking to you in the background?
Shanty. Oh, my sister.
Tell Chantiel, is she not going to talk on the radio? Not to talk to you while I'm talking to you.
Okay.
She heard me. All right, go ahead. Spencer, what made your day so great?
Anyways. It was fantastic.
What made it like that? Hello?
It was fantastic.
Okay, good. All right, Lamaya, what about you? How was your day?
It was good. I did a PowerPoint, and I did my best, and I kind of feel good about it.
Okay, what was your PowerPoint?
It was basically about food deserts in different areas. And we had to give a brief explanation on why we had to put more stores in certain areas. And I kind of feel good about it because I know I did my best and I'm going to do well.
All right. I'm proud of you, girl. I'm proud
Thank
of
you.
You guys. Okay, is Diamond still there?
Yes.
I'm still.
Okay, Diamond, how was your day?
It was good, but tomorrow I have three tests, like an orchestra, and I have a test, and my class, two tests.
Okay, so you have tests coming up tomorrow. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share with us about your day?
It was good.
Okay.
And fun.
Okay, good. All right, Deshaun, you want to tell us about your day?
Deshaun? Oh, perfect.
Perfect, wow. What was perfect about your day?
That we were singing and we were learning about if it's 10 or bigger in the one place, you have to regroup.
Okay. That was a game y'all played?
Yeah.
Say yes, ma'am.
Stop being.
Ma'am.
Okay, don't talk when other children are talking to me, you guys. Let them talk, okay? And the rest of you be quiet. All right? That's how we're going to be kind and courteous towards each other. Okay, well, I had a good day. I went to the grocery store today and did a little shopping, and then they have, little treats at the grocery store, little snacks. So I got to do some snacking. So I had a good day. I love to snack. So I had a good day. I had a little cheese snack, and then they had a little some kind of a little energy snack with blueberries, and it was real good. So anybody else have anything they want to share? I'm going to say a prayer for you all in just a few minutes.
I do.
All right, who's that? Say your name.
Victor.
Okay, go ahead. Tell me about what you want to share.
Can we pray?
Yes. Oh, you want to pray?
Mm-hmm.
Say yes?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you a minute, in just a minute, to pray, okay? You can pray before I pray. That's good. I'm glad you wanted to pray. That's a good thing. All right. Anybody else have anything they want to share before we have a prayer?
No, me
again.
Okay, who is this? Me again.
I have,
say your name, babe.
We have a test tomorrow, and we have fun Friday.
Okay,
and
who is this?
It's very fun for Friday. You have to have good grades.
What's your name?
I have good grades.
What is your name?
Spencer.
Okay, so you have a test coming up tomorrow also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Everybody does.
Okay, well, everybody at your school does. Okay. We have some people in Michigan, and they have tests coming up too. Friday, yes, that's the big test day. When I taught school, that was the day I would give my students tests also. Quizzes or tests. All right. Spencer, you said you wanted to say a prayer for everybody first before I do?
That was Chris.
Huh?
That was me.
Who is me, baby? You got to tell me your name.
Chris.
Oh, Chris. Okay, so Chris, would you say a prayer first, and then I'll say one. Anybody else want to say a prayer after Chris?
No, ma'am.
Okay, good. All right, go ahead, Chris.
Dear God, thank you for this day, and thank you that we're all gathered here to talk about God, and help us, and help God to forgive us for everything we don't know, and if we don't know God, help him to save us. And then, dear God, help us to have a good night's sleep, and help everybody who has a test tomorrow to do a good, to have good luck on their test and get an A+. Amen. Amen.
Whoa, that was awesome. I love the way you pray, Chris. That was very good. Very good. All right. Anybody else, you know, have a test or something you want me to pray about?
This is Lamaya.
Okay.
I want you to pray for me because I have a concert coming up.
Okay.
And I'm going to be playing my instrument, bass, and I'm going to be singing in choir. So I just want to ask that you pray for me, to help me, basically, to ask God to guide me through it.
Okay.
Just in case I might forget my words, that he'll bring them back to my mind. And
all right.
That
I know you're going to do well.
Thanks.
All right. Okay, we're going to have prayer time a little bit later also in the show, but I'm going to begin now to pray for you all who are on right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before your holy presence, and we just thank you for being our God. We thank you for being our Father. And, Father, I lift up Christopher, Spencer, and Chantel, and I thank you for them being on Boys to Men, Girls to Ladies today, oh God. And, Father, you know they have tests that are coming up on tomorrow, and they have homework that has to be completed. So give them time, oh God, to complete their homework and let them get 100% on their test, oh God. I decree and declare that they are 10 times smarter than their friends in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I also thank you for the other children who are having tests, Diamond, and each of the children in Michigan and in Florida that will be having tests on tomorrow in the name of Jesus, even children that are having tests throughout the United States or even the world. And I ask you, Father, that you will give them ready recollection of the things they have studied and even things they have not studied that may appear on the test, that you will give them a mind to know what to put on the paper, oh God, supernaturally in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just thank you that you are a great King and that you are awesome in every way and you love children. I thank you that you even bless children. So, Father God, we bless each and every child that's on. And we thank you, Father God, that they desire to know more of you. They searched your word diligently today. So give them a special blessing. And even as they sleep tonight, give them sound sleep, sweet sleep. And I thank you for protecting them, dispatching holy angels of protection around each one of the children today. So we bless and we honor you, and we give you thanks. And Father, LaMaya is concerned about a concert that's coming up, the instrument. Get it ready, Father God. And I thank you for her practicing daily. And I thank you, Father God, for her letting go of the fear, anxiety, tension, or stress that may try to come up upon her because it's not of you. I thank you for boldness and confidence for her as she prepare for the concert. Give her your guidance, oh God, that she will quickly remember everything that she has to do at the concert, and everyone will begin to blend in together. And I thank you, Father God, for her giving you honor and thanksgiving for what you're doing in her and what you're about to do in Jesus' name. I lift up the children's family before you, every family, Father God. I thank you for their families. I thank you for what you're doing in their families and through their families and for their families, oh God. I decree and declare healthy children, healthy families, oh God, that they would not get the flu in the name of Jesus, a cold or sniffle, that they would be healthy and well. They would attend school on a regular basis, oh God, and that they would learn what they need to learn and above what they need to learn in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for their obedience to you, to their parents, and those who have rule and authority over them in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we have a very special guest on us with us today. He is from Portland, Oregon. His name is Byron Redmond, and he's going to share some things about himself with us this evening. Good evening, Byron.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, Sister G. Good evening, kids.
Hey, Uncle Byron.
Hey, Mama. You know,
all right,
I just wanted to say praise God, because just to hear you guys look for through the Word, read the Scripture, and desire to want more of God. You guys could have been doing anything else today. You could have set time to go to a game, to play a video game, to watch a show. But you decided that you will fellowship with your fellow brothers and sisters and honor our King Jesus. So that really just touched me, and I have been encouraged by that. And I just wanted to share a little bit more encouragement with you all. You guys are young. A lot of times you're influenced by different songs, videos, people. I want you to know that you're in the best place serving the best master ever through Jesus. There's no rapper, there's no movie star, there's no athlete, no football player, no basketball player that can even tie Jesus' shoes. He's greater than everybody combined. So just know that when you hear people singing songs and you hear songs and you want to sing them, just know that's not the things that are not of God are not of you. That's not you. And I just want y'all to know that when you desire God at a young age and follow him, that you will be strong as older people, because a lot of older people, including myself, say, hey, I wish I would have came to Christ younger. That's my only regret in life, and it's not even a regret because I know that I'm where I'm supposed to be, but if I would have continued on the journey at 7 years old, 8 years old, 12 years old, 9 years old, I know it just pleases our King Jesus in heaven to see you all serving him, and just know that he loves you, and your brothers and sisters love you as well. So does your parents, and so does Sister G. I'm 30 years old. I'm originally from Flint, Michigan. I live out in Portland, Oregon. I was led out here by the Lord, and my life has been beautiful. I was totally submitted and surrendered my life to Jesus about 7 years ago, and through everything, through my good days, my bad days, God has still remained faithful to me. And in his faithfulness, he has given me things to help people to witness, to help people to minister, to help people be bold about the confession we make as Christians, as believers, as followers of Jesus. It's just, you just don't say, hey, I'm a Christian. You have to live as a Christian. And just as she was teaching you guys, our life is found in the Bible. You know, you have to do what the Bible says do. When it says honor your father, honor him by doing what he asks you to do, by doing the right thing when you know you can do something wrong. and obeying the law of your mother. You know, if your mother says stop, you should stop. That's honoring your mother and also, excuse me, honoring God. Because if you do what his words say do, you're honoring him. So in that, I want you guys to just remember to live a life worthy of the calling of Christians, worthy of children of God. Don't only say it, but do it. Be doers of the word, not hearers only. And one thing that I try to do is show people through my lifestyle. I've come from a rough background, single-parent home, and I live it. I live for the Lord 24/7, 365, and that's where a gospel clothing line was birthed called 24 Witness. It's not only a clothing line, but it's a ministry to help people to be witnesses and missionaries, not only through acts and deeds, but we also fund people as well. So it's just a blessing to be a part of the kingdom of God. And if you guys ever wanted to go and see some of the clothing and some of the ideas that we have or make any comments, you can find the clothing at the website. It's www.2424witness, WITNESS.com. And also another powerful weapon that God has given us to put him on display is car flags. We have Jesus car flags, and instead of displaying our favorite college team, we put our Savior on display, and we have Trust Jesus Today car flags, not only giving a message of hope, but letting people know that we trust Jesus and we depend on Jesus, and not even people, but the enemy himself. No matter what situation we see, no matter what comes our way, we will trust Jesus today. And that website is www.JesusCarFlags.com. Again, that website is www.JesusCarFlags.com. And I just want you guys to be encouraged to follow through with the things that you say you're going to do to God. Please don't make any empty promises, because he knows whether you're going to do them or not. But try your best to please God in everything that you do. Do the honorable thing, the thing that's right, so that you can put a smile on God's face. And I'm also a Christian rapper. I'll have a CD out. It's called The Way Out. It'll be out March 2012. I thank the Lord for it. I thank him for pushing play on me, turning the music up on me, and finally allowing me to do what I love to do in his timing. I want to say a very, very sincere prayer for the children and the parents, and also Sister G and myself, and then I'm going to play one of my songs, and you guys have a blessed night. Father God in heaven, I just praise you and honor you, and thank you for the breath that we breathe. I thank you for what you did at Calvary, Lord Jesus, in redeeming your people. I thank you for laying your life down for us. When we didn't deserve it, when we were in darkness, when we were in sin, Lord, you gave your life for us. Every child that's on the phone, Lord, every cousin, every friend, every brother, every sister, Lord, you know us. And you know the thoughts that you think towards us, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give us an expected end. I just pray for purity for the children, Lord. Keep their innocence. Lord, I bind the hand of the enemy right now that will want to come through any sexual morality, that will want to come through any drugs, that will want to come through any gangs, that will want to come through any demonic influence. Father God, let them glorify you in all that they do. Keep their minds pure. Keep their minds in the word. Always place people around them that will show them the right way, that will teach them in the word. Father God, so that they can honor you and be pleasing in your sight. Lord, us as parents, equipped us with the patience that we need, Father, to deal with children in today's society, Lord, and not only to deal with them, but to show them the right way by our example. We're not just only going to send them to church and say you have to do this, but we'll live a godly life behind the scenes so there will be no confusion, Lord. No confusion when they are sitting at the table of decision, Lord, and they say, hey, all I can remember is my mom and dad said this, but they did something else. No, Lord, let them say my mom and dad said that their election was sure and they lived for Jesus Christ. So that's what I'm going to do. So, Father God, help us to be good stewards of the time and the body and the lives that we are responsible for. Lord, I just ask that you bless them in their endeavors and the schoolwork, that they'll be bold. They'll tell their friends, hey, I don't do this. I live for the Lord. I don't say this. I live for the Lord. They don't, let them be unashamed. Let them be on fire for you, Lord. On fire for you, Lord, that they may reach a dying world. Lord, that they may give people hope. Lord, that they may please you and live out your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for Sister G. Lord, I ask that you just extend her as far as you would like her to be, that your word will go forth powerful in her, that she will walk in the Spirit, that she'll be led by the Spirit, and that she'll live in the Spirit so that many people can be saved, that many people can know the joy of the Lord, that many people can see your love and feel your love. And for the parents, Father God, I just pray right now for peace that surpasses all understanding, Father God, for situations that arise and doubt and fear. Lord, just smother all that with your word and your will. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I am going to play a song. It is called My Life. It is a part of my testimony. It touches on where I've come from and where I'm going. You guys have a good evening. Thank you so much for allowing me this space. And here it is, My Life.
This one's to my people going through something right now. You're not alone. Hold your head up. Let the Lord fight your battle. You only have a test for a testimony. Listen. Seem to lost my way. I need someone to help me find it. Stay looking back. It's hard to keep from being double-minded. I know I'm changed, but it's hard to let this world go. Cause cats are falling out for real and that girl go. Yeah, I just slip into a trap of pain and misery. The soul's sick, yet the body resists its remedy. Jesus came back. I hope that I'll be ready. Yep, hell sure can go to hell over some petty. Gotta move forward. No more sliding back. Spiritual fear, now my soul's been under attack. I took a few hits and fell up on my face. He said the reinforcements, it was mercy and grace. I'm oppressed through the mess, though I'm dressed and blessed. Do my best to contest, he can never rest. Simple and plain, I'm a man, yeah, I know he loved me. Ain't triple, know what you're supposed to say, cause only God would judge. Tell you what my life's like, it's Christ's life. You watch me in his blood until I turn life's right. So with the living, he pays the right price. Plus, he blessed me not to remember my nightlife. Tell you what my life's like, it's Christ's life. Watch me in his blood until I turn nice right. So in the living he pays the right price. Plus he blessed me not to remember my nightlife. Standing between two different lifestyles, wanna go left, but I think I'll turn right now. As I journey, there's a few things I must write down. Remember my past, it can quite bow out with the old, in with the new. Devil, I'm through, like the pre-driven vehicle. I'm gonna use what I'ma do. Search the word, give me the clues. Start making the moves to get away with the tools. I'm walking in faith and not by feelings. Even though my problems are as high as the ceiling. Calling on my Father for a spiritual healing. Expose my thoughts, I don't want to consider. Got my neck braced, can't look back like last white. Life is hard, it's colder than black ice. Lost in our sins like we wanted to die twice. He's calling our names, we're standing quiet like church mice. Tell you what my life's like, it's Christ's life. You watch me in his blood until I turn ice white. So the delivery made the right price. Bless you, bless me not to remember my nightlife. Tell you what my life's like, it's Christ's life. You watch me in his blood until I turn ice white. So the delivery made the right price. Bless you, bless me not to remember my nightlife. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of a testimony. Hear what he said. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of a testimony. Hear what I'm saying. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of a testimony. Hear what I'm saying. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of a testimony. Hear what I'm saying. Tell you what my life's like, it's Christ's life. You watch me in his blood until I turn nice white. So spent to live in days the right price. Plus he blessed me not to remember my night life. Tell you what my life's like, it's Christ's life. You watch me in his blood until I turn nice white. So spent to live in days the right price. Plus he blessed me not to remember my night life. Tell you what my life's like, it's Christ's life. You watch me in his blood until I turn nice white. So spent to live in days the right price.
I just want to say God bless you all. Thanks for your time. Back to you, Sister G.
Amen. Oh, that was an awesome CD about your life.
Brother Brian, we're so appreciative that you took time out to come on today. When I talked to him, he was with his little daughter, who's what? She's 2 years old. Hello?
No,
oh,
my daughter, she's 5 and a half months.
Oh, 5 and a half months. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, she's a young one. So he took off from work to be with his daughter. I just love to hear that. When he told me that, I was just so, you know, blessed to hear that a father took off from work to be with his daughter, you know, while his wife went to work, and he's just spending time with her. So God bless you, Brother Brian, Byron, I'm sorry. And I thank you so much for the information that you gave us. His ministry to help people to live righteous lives. The clothing website is www.24witness.com. And the car flag website is www.jesuscarflags.com. And I thank God for him because he is a Christian rapper. So he didn't have any garbage on his CDs. It's all godly music. And we thank God for you. And we look forward to hearing from you again in the future. All right, children,
yes,
are you all there?
Yes. Bye, Uncle Byron. I love you.
Bye-bye. Love you, too. God bless.
Thank you, Byron. All right. I want to ask each of you a question today. This is our topic for today. It's called, Who is God? Who wants to tell me first, who is God? State your name and tell me, who is God?
Chris.
All right, Chris, tell me, who is God?
Our Savior and the one who made us.
Okay, very good. You're smart. All right. Anybody else? Next person. Who is God?
Messiah. God
okay.
is our Father, our Savior, and our Redeemer. He's the one that saved us from hell. He's the one that basically has been there for us through all the tough times, and he's our light. He's our shield and our sword.
Amen. Whoa. Go ahead, girl. LaMaya got saved last Saturday, you guys. So congratulations again. I bless the Lord for you, LaMaya. That was awesome. Yes, he is. Okay, who else? Who is God?
Chris.
All right, Chris. Who is God?
Let me think about this question again.
Okay. Diamond, who is God?
God is someone that is like, he's someone that is loves our spirit and who loves us and he's the one, he loves us for us and he just does a good thing for us.
Girl, now that was brilliant. Yes, indeed. He does love us, and he does good things for us. He loves us up there with benefits. Okay, hold on, Chris. Yes, he does love us, and he does good things for us. Everything he does for us is good, even if we don't think it is. All right, Chris, you got something else?
Uh-huh.
Yes, ma'am?
He made us, and he's going to take us to heaven if we believe in God, and he was the one that made everything.
Okay. So, Chris, when I'm talking to you, say yes or no or yes, ma'am, okay? Don't say uh-huh. All right?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, very good. Very good. Oh, that was a good answer. Yes, Jesus is going to make sure that we get to heaven when we obey God. Yes, he will. Jesus prays for us. Very good, Chris.
This is Deshaun.
Who's that?
Deshaun.
Oh, hey, Sean. Deshaun. Who
Hi.
Is that?
Our slaver and the one who made us, and he's the one that put us in his hand, and he's saving us from going to...
from going to hell.
Okay, say Savior.
Savior.
Very good. He is our Savior. Very good, Deshaun. I'm so proud of you all. Very good. Okay, anybody else? Who is God? Did I miss anybody? All right. Who is God? That's very good. All right. Now, turn in your Bibles to Genesis 1, everybody. Adults, you can turn in also to your Bibles. Genesis 1. Turn to Genesis 1 in your Bible.
I have
when they went to Walmart.
Honeycomb.
Oh,
you
did?
I created the heaven and the earth.
All right, hold on. And who is that, Chris?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
just
ma'am.
Hold on, okay? Is anybody, everybody have Genesis 1 now?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so you all go ahead. When I count to three, I want to hear everybody read it. One, two, three.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was
Where is that? Where are you reading from?
Empty and darkness covered the deep waters. And
stop
the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters.
Lamaya,
yes?
I only want you to read Genesis 1, okay?
Okay.
Yes, Genesis 1:1.
Yes,
I'm sorry. All right, so Genesis 1:1. When did God create the heaven and the earth?
In the beginning.
In the beginning.
In the beginning. Yes, he did. In the beginning. Listeners, I want you to know that if you're talking while you're on the radio, we pick up every sound. We pick up every sound. So some of you are muted already. You know, you didn't press one. But if you're on, you want to not speak to, you know, another person, okay? I appreciate it. Or make noise around you. All right, so in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So God is, what word does, in Genesis 1:1, it has a particular name for God. What is the name?
Creator.
Creator.
Creator. Very good, Lamaya. Yes,
thank
he
you.
Is our creator. And you know what? He created the earth with nothing. He just had nothing he created the earth with. So God is our creator. He is our creator. So he created us. Now, let's see. Let's read down a little bit. Lamar, you want to read verse 2?
Yes, please.
Go ahead.
The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters.
All right, very good.
Thank you.
All right, so in verse 2, it talks about what God, how he formed the earth, how he moved. God is a what in, okay, he's a creator, and what form is he in?
Spirit.
Yes, he's a spirit. And we are a spirit also. We are body. Mind, we're body, soul, and spirit, like God, okay? God is not body, though, but Jesus did come in a human body, but we have a spirit and a soul. So God created the heavens and the earth in the beginning. Very good. You guys are so brilliant. All right, now, I want you to look in the table of contents, everybody. Go back to the table of contents. And we're going to find a book in the New Testament this time. And I want you to turn to it. As soon as you find it, you can shout your name out and read it. All right, y'all ready? John 4:24. John 4, it's in the New Testament. John 4:24. New Testament.
You said what again?
John 4:24. As soon as you get it, read it out.
Lamaya, for God is the Spirit, so those who worship worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
Amen. Very good. Anybody else find it? John 4:24. Chris, did you find it? Did you find John 4:24 yet?
No, I'm still looking for it.
Okay, it's in the New Testament. Remember, you got to go way over. Did you look in the table of contents?
Yes.
Okay, what's the first book in the New Testament, Chris?
Matthew.
All right, what's the next one?
Mark.
The next one?
Luke.
And the next one?
Yes!
That's it. Now go over and find the page and then turn to it. But it's way over in the Bible. So you got to go past the Old Testament, way over. Let me know when you get it. Don't find it for them, parents. Let them learn to search for themselves. You find it for them when they're on their own in church, or not with you, they're not going to know how to do it. So I'm going to teach them.
He has two Bibles here, and he's looking in one Bible and looking in the other Bible.
Only look in one, Chris. Just instruct. Don't do it for them.
What's the numbers?
Okay. Did you go to John?
Yep.
You and John, chapter 4, verse 24. John 4:24.
Where?
Take your time.
Deshaun.
You got it?
Yes.
All right, read it.
This is Deshaun. God.
Oh, Deshaun. Go ahead, Deshaun. I'm sorry.
God's
friend
and those who...
Wait, hold on, Chris. Now, wait. Deshaun is reading it, then you come in next, Chris. Go ahead.
God is friend and those
who... Say spirit. Deshaun, say God is a spirit.
God is spirit. Is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship and spread in truth.
Say spirit.
Spirit.
Very good. That word is spirit, okay?
Yeah.
Very good, Deshaun. I'm so proud of you. All right, Chris, you have it now?
Yes.
Okay, good. Read it.
God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in the spirit and in truth.
Very good. All right. Anybody else have it?
Can I sing the song? From the Bible.
Okay, in a few minutes, okay? Let's go over this first, and then you remind me again in a few minutes. Is that Chris?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, now, this other book that we're going to find is in the New Testament also. Go to Acts 17:24. Remember how I showed you, Chris? You go down the line, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and look for the book.
I'm already in Acts.
Okay, find chapter 17.
Ooh.
Chapter 17, verse 24. Everybody find it now, not just Chris, everybody. As soon as you get it, say your name and read it.
Maya.
Verse 24. Go ahead, Maya.
Sorry. He is the God who made the world and everything in it. Since he is the Lord of heaven and earth, he doesn't live in man-made temples.
Very good. All right. Anybody else have it?
No.
Wait, who else was that said yes?
I didn't say yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, it was somebody else that was speaking.
What was it? What was it again? What was the word?
Acts 17:24. You doing good, Chris? Okay, did you find chapter 17?
What is it?
Acts chapter 17, Chris.
Mine don't have a 17.
Yes,
but
it does.
Page 16 that has a bit 17.
No, it has a 17. You just didn't find it yet. Acts 17.
Does it have diamonds?
Okay, go ahead, Diamond.
God that made the word and all the things there and seen that he is Lord of heaven and earth dwells not in temples made with hands.
Amen. Very good. Thank you, Diamond. Very good. All right, Chris, where are you now? What chapter of Acts are you in?
Oh, 13.
13, keep going till you get to 17. You're doing good.
This is
Deshaun. All right, hold on, Deshaun.
I just flipped the page and now I'm on 29.
No, don't look at the page. Look at the big number where it says chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 17. Did you find it?
Nope.
What chapter are you on, Chris? Not the number, at the not the page number.
Is it the number after those two dots?
Oh. No. Do you see the big numbers that say like 1? You go all the way over to chapter 17. Are you in Acts?
Uh-huh. Isn't
say
it
yes, ma'am?
On the page 690?
No, that's. I don't want you looking at the page number. Go to Acts chapter 1, Chris. You have chapter 1?
I found the 17.
All right.
But say what you guys are saying.
No, that's not the right 17. You look at the big numbers. Do you see big numbers? Chapter 1?
I see the big numbers.
Huh?
I said I am looking at the big numbers.
Okay, did you see big 1, big 2, big 3?
No.
Are you in Acts of the Apostles? You have that one?
What? Oh, yes.
Okay, you see a big 1? The first one. Read number 1.
4, 5.
No, number 1.
I found number 1.
Okay, read it.
Read number 1?
Yes.
The former Treatise had
Treatise. Okay, now, that's it. Now, do you see a big number 2?
Yes.
Read the first word.
And?
Okay, go to chapter 3. Read the first word.
Now.
All right, go all the way to 17. 4,
okay.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17.
Does it begin with now?
Yes, it does.
Now when they had passed through.
Okay, wait, Chris. Chris, you listening
yes?
to me? Chris.
Huh?
Can
what?
You hear me say yes?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so go to you are on verse number 1. Go to verse 2. You see verse 2?
There's, no.
It's, and Paul. 17:1 says, now when? 17:2 says, and Paul. You see that?
Nope. No, ma'am.
You don't see, read 17, the first one.
Yes, I found 17:2.
Okay, read it.
Huh? Read the 2.
Read it. Uh-huh.
And as his manner was.
I stop there. Read 3.
Opening the alley.
I read 4.
And someone of them believed.
Now, let's stop. Go to 17. You see 17? Keep going all the way to 17.
Does it begin with a therefore?
Now go down to 24. You
God,
see it?
That made
yeah,
the world and all things therein see that he is the Lord of heaven and earth and dwells not in temples made with hands.
Good job. Now you're learning how to use the Bible. Very good. You did an excellent job.
But I learned how to use the Bible in my old school.
Okay, good. All right, now, one more scripture, everybody. And the first one, find it, read it, say your name and read it. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Go to the table of contents, New Testament. 2 Corinthians 3:17. You did good, Chris. Deshaun, I'm sorry, you were supposed to read, right?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, baby.
I'm trying to find it first.
Oh, okay. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 3:17. That's the last scripture.
Did you say Chronicles?
No, you got to go to the New Testament. It's 2 Corinthians, C-O-R-I-N, look in the table of contents, down to the bottom where it says New Testament.
The what?
All right, first one, find it, read it.
Lamaya.
Okay,
wait.
Go ahead.
Where the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever is the Spirit or the Lord is, there is freedom.
Okay, good. All right, we're going to stop right there. Do you have any questions? Anybody
no,
have
ma'am.
Any questions?
Can I see my saw now?
Oh, yes. Go ahead, Chris.
Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not... No, it's not, for God is love. Love it. Let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. I'm done.
Oh, that's it? Very good. I like that song. You want to sing it one more time?
Do you want me to?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Beloved, let us love one another, for loving is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not, for God is love. Beloved,
that was very good. All right, I want to ask you all a question. Do you know why you were created? So I want you just to listen now. Do you know why you were created? Each of us have a purpose. God put on the inside of us before we were born. When we were put in our mother's belly, God put a purpose in. And he wants each of us to carry out our purpose. Before you were born, before we leave this earth, he wants us to carry out the purpose, the reason why he put us here. So when you pray, you ask the Lord, Lord, why did you put me here? What was I created to do? See, for me, Sister G, I was born to teach. God created me to teach. Even as a little girl, I used to love to teach. I used to have my little chalkboards, and I would be teaching my friends and teaching my doll babies. I used to love to teach. I taught all the time. Is that you, Chris?
Yes.
Okay. What did you?
You said you teach your doll baby.
Yeah, I did. Used to teach my doll babies. So, you know, God sent me here to teach, and that's what I do. Ephesians 4:11, it talks about, you know, what God did. He gave some apostles, he gave some prophets, he gave some evangelists, teachers, and pastors, and so forth. So he gave all those things to the church so we can be edified and taught about him. So edified means, you know, encouraged. So sometimes, you know, you can tell what God sent you on this earth to do by what you love, what you have a passion for. You know, maybe you like to draw, and your mother say, all you do is draw. You draw. So then you come and you stop drawing for a while, and you start drawing again. So maybe God is calling you to be an artist.
Excuse me, that's what my
yes.
sister likes, draw, and she's a super good artist, but my mom tells her not to draw and do her work.
Okay, good. So I want you to listen now, Chris. Someone, you know, may say to you that, you know, you really like animals. Maybe you have a dog or a cat, or you may have a ferret, or you may have a snake. And, you know, maybe if they, you know, hurt their little legs or something, you bandage it up. But you enjoy taking care of animals. So maybe God is calling you to be a veterinarian. Hold on, Chris. Don't talk when I'm talking, okay? You listen. So maybe you sing a lot. You just sing everywhere. Sing in the shower, sing in the bathtub, sing in on the school bus. Sing in the classroom, teacher say, shh. Or you sing on the playground, you just sing everywhere you go. You love to sing in church. Well, maybe you're going to be a musician. You may publish CDs like, you know, Brother Byron that came on a few minutes ago. You may even have your own recording studio. You may publish a DVD. You may be a worship and a praise leader. You may have the gift that you love to talk. Your mama say, boy, you talking again? Girl, you talking again? Hush your mouth. You talk and you eat. You talk just before you go to sleep. You talking when you wake up. You talk, trying to talk while you brush your teeth. You just talk. Your teacher say, hush, didn't I tell you about that talking? I'm going to punish you because you talk too much. You just talk. Your family and friends say, can we talk too? You just talk all the time. The teacher warns you to stop talking. Well, perhaps you may be a preacher or orator. Maybe you may have your own radio talk show one day. You may host a show like me. So maybe you're going to be a talk show host or whatever God is calling you to be. Now, the other thing.
Excuse me now.
Hold on, Chris. I'm not through. You listen. It's your time to listen. So it could be that you look at the weather all the time. You look outside. You say, whoo, it's like some rain. Oh, my God, it's snowing outside. Oh, you know, maybe tomorrow it's going to rain. Maybe you're going to be a meteorologist. Or you may be called to be a nurse. Or you may be called a pediatrician. That's a child's doctor. Or auto mechanic. But whatever God is calling you to be, maybe you don't know yet. So you think about what you love to do. And don't forget to pray and ask the Lord what he sent you on this earth to do. So next week when you call in, I want you to tell me what God has told you about what he called you here to earth to do. So if you know already, you can tell me. Chris, what were you saying just now?
Well, I like to do a lot of farming and stuff in my backyard. So I think I want to be a farmer when I grow up.
A farmer? Oh, you like to plant things?
Uh-huh.
What? Say yes?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you plant?
Well, I haven't planted anything, but I got a few apple seeds in my drawer that I was going to plant during spring.
Okay, what did you say you're going to plant in the spring?
Some apples.
Oh, apple seeds. That's good. And you can plant watermelon seeds. Yeah, that's good. Cantaloupe seeds. That is great. All right. So does anyone else know what you may be called to do, what God is planning you to do, calling on you to do? Well, if you don't know, next week you can call in and then you can let us know, okay, what God is calling you to do. Now, how many of you know what salvation is? Who knows what is salvation?
To live.
Yes, you're right. Anybody else? Salvation. To live. What else?
To survive.
Okay. Let someone else answer now, Chris. Anybody
okay.
else? What is salvation? That's good, Chris. All right. Salvation is a deliverance from the power and effects of sin. Anybody know what sin is?
What?
We need to be saved from our sins. You hear that at church sometimes, or somebody on the TV or the radio say, you need to be saved from your sins. What is sin? What is sin?
This is Mariah. Sin
okay.
is an offense.
What's an offense?
Offense is basically something we don't need in our bodies, and it's basically something bad, and it basically kills our goodness, and it doesn't keep us together, and it doesn't keep us in order.
Okay, all right, good. Anybody else? What is sin? What is sin? You're good. Good, Lamaya, very good. What is sin?
Hi, this is Diamond.
Okay.
What I think it is like, it's something that, like, tries to get you down or, like, tries to make you, like, have a bad day and take your anger out on people and just have a really bad day calling people stupid and things.
Good. Very good, Diamond. All right, who else? What is sin? What is sin?
I know what sin is.
Okay, Chris.
What if the sins are, what if the things that you should not do and what if the commandments are do not kill?
Great. You're so right. Yes, that's a sin to kill somebody. You know, we could also kill people with our lips. We could talk bad about our friends, and that kind of kills who they are. It kills their reputation.
Hi, this is Deshaun, and sin means to kill our flesh.
Yes. All right. Yes, okay, all of you are going really, really good. You're giving good, good answers. So sin is really, it's doing wrong, to do wrong against God, against ourselves, against other people. You know, when children are real little and their parents say, don't do that. That's a warning about things that we should not do. Okay, those may not be sins, but they're not good for us. Like a baby may touch the heat and your mama say, don't do that. And so as they get older, they begin to realize things they should do and things they shouldn't do. Your mama may say, I don't want you to do a particular thing. And then if you do it, that's doing something wrong. So sin is doing something wrong that your parents tell you not to do, and God put in his word what he doesn't want us to do. Chris, hold on. Just 1 second. I'm going to let you talk, okay?
Okay.
All right. So when we sin, it's something that God doesn't want us to do. All right? There are limits that God set for us. He'll say, like, for instance, in the beginning, he talked to Adam and Eve. And he said, now, Adam and Eve, everything in the garden is yours. You can have anything in the garden. But this one tree, I don't want you to touch it. I don't want you to touch it. So you know what? There were so many things in the garden that they had. Everything in the garden belonged to them except this one tree. But they disobeyed God. They touched that tree. But God does not want us to touch things that he tells us not to do. He doesn't want us to sin. So when we sin, we have to go to God and we have to say, Father God, forgive me. I told a lie to my mother. Father God, forgive me. My daddy told me not to do this, and I did what he told me not to do. He said, don't get on the telephone, and I got on it. So then we have to repent. We have to say to God, forgive us. Okay? So
yes.
That's what sin is. When we do things that God doesn't want, and a lot of times he tells our parents to correct us. And so when our parents correct us and we don't listen, that's a sin too. So, you know, when you get a certain age, you realize that, oh, my God, I did something wrong. I did a lot of things wrong. Then that's called the age of accountability. And that's what LaMaya realized last week. That's why she gave her life to the Lord. She decided that she didn't want to sin anymore. That doesn't mean that she won't make mistakes. She will, like all of us do. I'm a grown woman in my 60s, and I still make mistakes, but I go to God, and sometimes I sin against God. But every day, I shouldn't say sometimes, every day I do. So every day I go to God, and I say, Father God, would you forgive me? For sometimes I know what I do. Other times I don't know if I sinned against him, so I ask him to forgive me. So we all have to do the same thing. Now, God wants each of us to be saved. So we have to come before the Lord and ask the Lord to save us from our sins. Chris, have you been saved? Are you saved, Chris?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am?
Yes. Huh?
Can I read a book, too?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand you.
I said, yes, ma'am, and can I read a book, too?
Not right now. No, you can't. Not right now, Chris. All right. So what about you? I know LaMaya was saved last week. What about you, Diamond? Are you saved?
No.
All right. So you all want to start thinking about being saved. And what we're being saved from are wrong things that we do against God. And we want to see, when we do wrong, that's from the devil. The devil is influencing us to do bad things. But when we do good things, that's God influencing us. And God always wants us to do good things. So each of us, Spencer, Deshaun, Diamond, LaMaya, and Chris, well, LaMaya is saved now. So you want to be saved. You want to talk to your parents about you becoming saved. And then you want to give your life to the Lord. And you want to do what he wants you to do every day. You know, you say, Father God, what would you have me to do today? Where would you have me to go? You know, if you're not going to school, what would you have me to do today? What would you even have me to think about today? All right?
Yes.
All right. Anybody have any questions so far? Any questions?
Me.
Chris? Okay, go ahead.
Can I read the book next?
No, you cannot read the book today, okay? Maybe next week.
Oh, wait,
all right.
Hi, this is Deshaun, and I'm saved.
Oh, you are saved?
Yes, ma'am.
Very good. How old were you when you got saved, Deshaun?
Huh?
How old were you when you got saved?
I want to be saved.
Oh, you want to be saved? Even today? Do you want to be saved today?
Yes.
All right. So you can repeat after me. So you can be saved. How old are you? Deshaun?
Yes.
How
yes.
old are you?
Seven.
Seven. Okay, I forgot. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. All right, you're seven. So say, Father God.
Father God.
I have sinned against you.
I have sinned against you.
I ask you to forgive me.
I ask you to forgive me.
And I ask you.
And I ask you.
To save me.
Save me.
From my sins.
From my sins.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
For saving me.
For saving me.
This day.
This day.
Father God.
Father God.
I agree.
I agree.
With your plan.
With your plan.
That says.
That says.
If I say with my mouth.
If I say with my mouth.
And believe in my heart.
And believe in my heart.
That you raised.
That you raised.
Jesus from the dead.
Jesus from the dead.
I will be saved.
I will be saved.
So thank you, Father.
So thank you, Father.
For saving me.
For saving me.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To obey you.
To obey you.
Every day.
Every day.
Help me, Lord.
Help me, Lord.
To obey my parents.
To obey my parents.
And those.
And those.
Who have rule.
Who have moved.
Who have rule.
Rule.
And authority.
And authority.
Over me.
Over me.
I dedicate my life to you.
I dedicate my life to you.
To live.
To live.
The way you want me to live.
The way you want me to live.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Now you are saved. Woo! A whole week. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving Deshaun today. LaMaya Sanity and Deshaun. Now you got to write it down the day you were saved. LaMaya was saved last week. I think it was the 27th. And Deshaun today is December the 1st, 2011.
And I get saved.
God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. We praise God when people are saved. God is rejoicing. The angels are rejoicing when one person is saved. So we thank God for you, Deshaun. On December the 1st, you got saved. So I thank God for saving you, and I pray God will keep you and that he will fill you full of his Holy Spirit so you will be able to know that you know that you know that you know that you are saved. All right. Thank God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hi, this is Diamond. Can I get saved?
Yes. How old are you, Diamond? You're 9, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Can I share what day I got saved on?
Yeah, in just a minute, okay, Chris? All right, hold on. All right, Diamond, you ready?
Yes.
Say, Father God.
Father God.
I dedicate my life to you.
I dedicate my life to you.
I thank you, Father.
I thank you, Father.
For forgiving me.
For forgiving me.
Of all my sins.
Of all my sins.
I ask you, Lord.
I ask you, Lord.
To create in me.
To create in me.
A clean heart.
A clean life.
A clean heart.
A clean house.
Heart. Say heart. You know a heart?
Oh, yeah, heart.
A clean heart.
A clean heart.
Father God.
Father God.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For Jesus.
For Jesus.
Who died for me.
Who died for me.
That I might be set free.
That I might be set free.
To follow you, Lord.
To follow you, Lord.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I give my life to you, Lord.
I give my life to you, Lord.
To have.
to have.
And to do with?
And to do it.
As you will.
And you will. As you will.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! We got 2 or 3 people in a week. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, Father God, I lift up Diamond and Deshaun before you. I thank you for them giving their lives to you at an early age. I thank you, Father God, for them living their lives for you. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, you have mighty plans for Deshaun and Diamond and Lamaya and Chris. And I thank you, Father God, for saving them from this untoward generation at an early age. I thank you, Father God, that like Samuel, they will be faithful to you. They will serve you all the days of their lives in Jesus' name. Like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they will decree. They will stand in the name of Jesus when laws are passed that are not laws from you. They will take a stand against those laws. So, Father, I thank you for their faithfulness to you all the days of their lives, that they would not turn back, but that they would bow before you and you only, the true and living God. So, Father, I thank you for Lamaya, for Diamond, for Deshaun, for Chris, for Spencer. I thank you for the salvation on today, O God. I thank you for what you're doing in them now as we speak. Protect them from the hand of the enemy. I bind the hand of the enemy that would try to snatch them back from being saved in the name of Jesus, and I draw a bloodline of protection around the children, O God, around Chris, around Lamaya, around Diamond, around Deshaun and Spencer and Chantiel and other children, Father God. And I just thank you for salvation going forth today on boys to men, girls to ladies, in Jesus' name, amen. Now, let me tell you something, children. I didn't fully understand everything about the Bible. I didn't fully know everything I needed to know when I got saved. But when I got saved, I knew I was saved. So you, God, will begin to reveal things to you, and I thank God for each of you. Now, Chris, you wanted to tell what date you were saved. When was it?
I mean, how old I was saved.
Oh, how old? Okay, how old were you, baby?
3
years old. Very good. I have a friend that lives in Houston, Texas. She said God saved her when she was 3 years old. So I thank God. She's been knowing God a long time. She's in her 60s now. So I thank God for saving you. All right, I want to make some declarations. I decree and declare that the children on this program will love you, Father God, with all of their heart, soul, and their strength, and they will love each other like they love themselves. I decree and declare longevity for every child, on boys to men and girls to ladies and their family. I decree and declare excellent health over every child and their families. I decree and declare obedience in each child to their parents and those who have rule and authority over them, which will extend their lives and give them long lives. I decree and declare that our children are 10 times smarter than their friends like Daniel. I decree and declare our children have dreams and visions, interpretations of them like Joseph. I decree and declare that our children are peacemakers. I decree and declare that our children are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. I decree and declare our children are fairer than the children of men. They are gracious. Graciousness is poured upon their lips. Therefore, God has blessed them forever. The Lord bless you and watch and guard you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and enlighten you and be gracious, which is kind, merciful, and give you favor. The Lord lift up his approving, his countenance upon each of you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. I decree and declare that this book of the law that we have been studying from the Bible shall not depart out of your mouths, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success. All right, we're almost finished today, but I do have some things I want to share with you. Now, who am I? That's something that I want to share with you today. Who am I? Next week, no, you wait, Chris. Next week, we will be talking about who am I. Now, there are some people in the Bible that I'm going to be sharing with you, and I want you to listen to what I'm about to say. I'm going to give you a scripture, and I want you to look in the Bible, read the scripture over during the week, and find the Bible character and tell me who they are. And I want to know who they are and why you think their name is in the Bible. So once a month, you can earn Walmart cards. The one who gets the most points, that's, you know, every week if you do your Who Am I scripture, and next week when you come back on, you got to tell me about who your Bible story character was. So I'm going to start calling them off, the scriptures, and next Thursday when you come on, you tell me who your Bible character was from that scripture. All right. Who wants to take this first one right here? Now listen to the scripture first and then tell me your name if you want to take this scripture. 1 Samuel 16, 1 through 23. Who wants that one? Chris? Okay, good. All right, Chris, you got to write it down. 1 Samuel 16, 1:23.
1 Samuel, what? Can you repeat that?
Okay. Chris is going to do this one, okay?
Okay.
1 Samuel 16, 1 through 23. Is that you, Chantel?
No, you.
Okay. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 through 23. Then next week when you come, Chris, not today, I want you to tell me who the Bible character is in 1 Samuel chapter 16, 1 through 23. Now, here's the next one. Next scripture, and then I want to know who wants to take this one. Chris, you already have one. That's all you can take today. All right, 1 Samuel 1:20. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 20. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 19. Who wants that one?
Can you repeat that?
Who is this?
Lamaya.
All right, you want that one, Lamaya?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so it is 1 Samuel chapter 1:20. Yes, and 1 Samuel 2:19.
And
1 Samuel 2:19. Okay. All right, now, the other one, who wants this one? Genesis 37. 1 through 35. Who want that one?
Deshaun.
All right. Deshaun. Genesis 37, 1 through 35. All right. You got to do these every week. I'll give you a different one. If you tell me who the person is, who am I, and what they did, you'll be able to get points every week. And at the end of every month, you'll get the one who got their scriptures right will get a Walmart card, okay?
Can you repeat
that? All right, this is another one. Genesis 3:6.
Can you repeat the last one, please?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Can you repeat the last one, please?
Genesis, this is Deshaun.
This is, yes.
Okay, Genesis 37, 1 through 35. Genesis 37, 1 through 35. You got to tell me who your Bible character is and what they did.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Who wants the next one? Genesis 3:6.
Diamond.
All right, Diamond. Genesis 3:6. Read it and tell me who your Bible character is. Did I miss anybody? Is Spencer gone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Chris, Lamaya, Deshaun, and Diamond. All right, Chris, your scripture is 1 Samuel 16:1-23.
Can I do another one instead?
No, only one a week. Lamaya, 1 Samuel 1:20. And 1 Samuel 2:19, Lamaya. That's the same character.
Okay.
All right, the next.
What's the first verse called?
All right, Deshaun. Yours is Genesis 37:1-35.
Thank you.
All right, and Diamond, yours is Genesis 3:6.
Thank you.
All right, so next week when you come on, I want you to tell me who your character was in the Bible, the person you read about, that's a character, and what they were known for in the Bible, what they did. Okay?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yes.
Now it's prayer time. It's almost time to get off the air. So it's prayer time. So is there anyone in here who on the air who wants to say a prayer? Any of you children want to say a prayer or an adult?
Diamond, Maya.
Okay, hold on. Or even an adult who may want to say a prayer for the children.
Diamond, Lamaya, and Deshaun.
And Tanisha.
Okay, all y'all going to say a prayer?
Yes.
Except for Tanisha.
Okay, well, she may say one, two. Okay, who's going to go first?
Lamaya.
Okay, go ahead, Lamaya.
Father God, I just ask that you watch over us as we exit the air. I ask that you just watch over every last child that's been on this air today. I ask that you just give us the strength and knowledge to know that you are our God and that you will always be there for us. I ask that you just watch over Chris, Deshaun, and Diamond, and me, and also the parents that have been on this air, and also Spencer. I ask that you just watch over us and give us the strength and the still to just know that you are our God and that we are loved. Any barriers that we may have, just break them down. Just break them down and just give us the strength and then the mind to love. And I just ask that you just take away any unkind heart and give them love. Give them peace. Give them joy. Anybody that's not having a good day, give them a good day and give them a reason to smile. Because without you, we would have nothing. And I just ask that you just watch over me, and I ask that you just watch over me as I do this concert. I ask that you just be there as I am playing. And I ask that you just further Sister G's career with the radio show, and I just ask that you just I just thank you for her, because she's a mighty woman of God. And I just thank you for letting my Uncle Byron be able to come on and speak to the young children and to learn more about you, oh Lord. And I just want to say thank you and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. All right, who's next?
Diamond.
All right, Diamond, go ahead.
Father God, I just ask you that in the morning, watch over us as we go out and drive cars and hopefully not be slippery, and watch over the kids that have to go to school tomorrow and help them and have them be safe. And watch over the kids that that are on the show tonight, and bless them with a good school day tomorrow, and a good test, and hope they get a good test grade. And bless Lamaya for her concert and her choir, and watch over all the kids that take tests tomorrow. Amen.
Amen. Beautiful, powerful prayer. Thank you, sweetie. Who's next?
Deshaun.
Oh, okay. Hold on, Chris. You're going to be after Deshaun, okay? Go ahead, Deshaun, and then Chris.
Father God, I just pray for the children that go to school for the test tomorrow, and I pray for all the children. I pray for Diamond, Tanisha, Amaya, and Chris, and Spencer, and all the families. I hope that they get 100% on their test, and I hope that Amaya get good on her concert. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Good. Hallelujah. All right, Chris, you ready?
Yes.
Chris? Okay, go ahead.
Yes. Okay, dear God, thank you that we was all gathered here again to pray. And we all did our own little part on the show. And help us to grow up and be something special and good, and help us to preach the word around the world so everybody can know Jesus and everybody can go to heaven, because some people don't believe in Jesus. Amen.
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 Very good. Beautiful prayer.
Good job.
Hallelujah. All right. Anybody else? Any adult going to pray their prayer for the children?
Praise the Lord.
Hey, Mom.
Lamaya's
mom.
I just praise the Lord for Mr. Gantlin, Mr. Barron, Mr. Cheryl Crockett. I praise God for the children.
All right. How are you today, Cheryl?
Yes. Praise God. I just wanted to pray for the children. I'm just listening to them. They all sound so nice, and I just thank God for them. And Heavenly Father, we just thank you for Minister Carissa and the great work that she's doing here on Bible Story Land, and I just ask you, Heavenly Father, continue to bless her, gird her up, strengthen her up, Father, on every lead inside. I ask you to bless the children, Father God, that they may excel in wisdom and stature, Father God, as they go forward, Father God. Allow them, Father God, to learn the scriptures, to meditate in your word, Father God, at an early age, Father God, that they might be able, Father God, to apply it to their lives. And we thank you for their parents, Father God, that are going to enable and assist them. I thank you for the little prophetess as we're listening to the broadcast. And I just pray, Father God, for continued success. Glory be to God for Bible Storyland, Father God. I thank you for giving me the mind to just share it to other individuals. I thank you for the young lady as I was getting Deborah off the bus that asked me about it again today, and just for trying to do what I could do to just promote this great program to the glory and honor of God. And in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, Lamaya's mother, you ready?
Yes. Father God, I just thank you, oh God, for this ministry, oh God. Father God, I just thank you for all the children that came on the air today, oh God. Father God, I ask that you just enlarge their territories, oh God. Equip them for the future, the near future, oh God. Propel and thrust them into their purpose, oh God. Father God, I ask that you just lead us to be godly parents, oh God. Godly examples, oh God. Help us to lead by example, and then our children shall follow, oh God. You said, train up a child, oh God, and they shall not depart, oh God. Father God, I just decree and declare, oh God, that we will have kids that's obedient. I decree and declare favor and an anointing, oh God, to flow in our children's lives. I decree and declare that they will be the example at school, oh God. They will be the peacemakers. I decree and declare that they will preach the gospel of Jesus Christ from now until their near future. Father God, I just thank you, oh God, because I have faith and I trust, oh God, that every child that comes on this ministry will be blessed and highly favored, oh God. Oh, I just thank you, oh God, for what you're doing, what you've done, and what you're going to do, oh God. I just thank you right now for Sister Carita, oh God. I thank you for Bible Storyland, oh God. I just ask that you dispatch your angels around her, oh God. Father God, continue to activate her into the spiritual realm, oh God. Have your presence to be with her day in and day out, oh God. And I just dispatch more people to come onto the air, oh God. I dispatch more people to come onto the air, oh God, more children, oh God, because this ministry is equipping leaders for the near future. And Father God, I just so carefully give your praise, all glory and honor to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Father, we just continually thank you and praise and honor you. I thank you for the parents, for the children who came on, boys to men, girls to ladies today, Father God. Even those who will come on in the future, I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to teach the parents how to train up the children in the way that they should go. And Father, we bind up any nightmares that the children may be having in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Father God, that they will have sweet sleep, sound sleep, and sweet dreams in the name of Jesus. And Father, any fear of the dark, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for dispatching holy angels of protection around them in the name of Jesus. Any children who are bullying other children, we decree and declare it stopped in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for neighbors and different parents, grandparents who will watch out for the children, oh God, to put a stop to bullying, even in the schools, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we bind up the drugs that would try to come into the schools in the name of Jesus. We bind up every drug addict, every drug dealer that would try to come into the schools in the name of Jesus or into the neighborhoods. We cancel their assignment right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you cannot have our children. They are children of the Most High God. We decree and declare that they will live righteous, holy lives in the name of Jesus. We thank you for our children making wise choices, righteous choices, all the days of their lives. We decree and declare that they will be faithful to you, Father God, that they will not take their salvation lightly, but they will be faithful to you all the days of their lives. They will be saved, filled with your Holy Spirit, and delivered in the name of Jesus. So we bless you, we honor you, we praise you, we give you glory, we give you thanksgiving in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just bless you right now. We thank you for what you're doing for our children. I thank you that they're already 10 times smarter than all of their friends, oh God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that our children, Father God, are called of you in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for everything that you're doing on the children's behalf. I thank you, Father, that they are continually obedient to you, Father God. They continually praise your name. They continually honor you, Father God. They continually are blessed of you, Father God. They will continually praise and honor you, Father. I decree and declare, Father God, that our children are safe. They are protected, O God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I just honor you as a true and living Father. We thank you today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for what you are continually doing for our children, morning and noon and night, Father God. I thank you that you love the children and that you want them to come unto you, Father God. So I thank you today in the name of Jesus for our children adoring you, honoring you. And, Father, even when they are led the wrong direction, that they will quickly turn around. They will quickly, in the name of Jesus, found and honor you. They will turn around and bless you, O God. So I thank you in the name of Jesus for what you're doing for every child, every parent. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that the parents will continually raise the children up in the way that they should go, and they will follow you all the days of their lives. They will continually bless and honor you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for going to school with our children, oh God, for coming home with them, oh God, for being with those children who are latchkey kids, oh God. I just thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that our children are safe in their homes. They are safe in the neighborhood. They are safe everywhere that they go, Father God. And so I bless you today. I honor you today. I thank you for what you're doing on our children's behalf, even now, Father God. I bless you today. I give you praise and I give you thanks in Jesus' holy name. Oh, we just say hallelujah, hallelujah to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Time on Boys to Men and Girls to Ladies this evening. I have enjoyed each one of you, and I thank you for being present. Were y'all able to hear that song just now?
Yes.
All right. How many of you have heard that song before?
Me.
Okay, good. All right, so I look forward to speaking with each of you next Thursday, and you all have a blessed day, the rest of the evening, a blessed week, a blessed month. And remember, God loves you. He loves you even more than your parents. He loves you more than your relatives. He loves you more than you love yourself. So until we meet again, I look forward to hearing from you next week, same time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you know the number. 1-619-789-4313. I love y'all.
Love you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Have a great week.
You too.
I know you have a great, great score on those tests. Y'all are going to make 100 on your Friday test. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Love y'all too.
Take it away. Give me that joy that I can explain. The panic should be down in the pain. I want that love that I'm
Yes. Mm-hmm.